We're on campus and we're online.
And we're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.
Hello, welcome back. So now we're going on to our lighthearted story, which is a very interesting story to do with a cat called Hugo, and we're going over to Mark for that.
Yes, so, well, lighthearted is certainly a way of putting it. This is the well-known Edinburgh cat, which has been taken to the hearts of residents in the city's west end of Edinburgh, is at the centre of calls for change to the law. It's kind of an Arabian Mall cat was well loved around the cobbled streets of the upmarket retail area of Edinburgh and was looked after by hundreds of locals. Now, this cat was died last week after he was hit by a car that failed to stop, and this has gone on to inspire a campaign to make it law to report such an incident. Now, currently the law is that if you are driving and you hit a dog, you are legally required to report to the police that you've hit a dog. However, this is not the case for cats. Now, earlier on, myself and another news friend, Coraline Moynihan, decided to go round and ask the student body what they thought about cat deaths and whether or not they should be treated the same as dogs. What do you think about cats being ran over?
It's sad. I'm generally not in favour of it.
They probably don't like it.
I mean, I would say that's a bad thing. I would not advocate for running over cats.
I'm not a fan of cats being run over. I've got a personal story about this, actually. So back when I lived in my old house, about 12 years ago, there used to be this cat that would sit in the road, and we had an unmade road. But basically, it always sit behind the wheel of a car because it just found it quite comforting. Anyway, one day, we woke up to a horrifying shriek as the cat was crunched under the wheel. Cats should not get run over. This is Ben Preston.
And do you have any thoughts about whether or not people should be legally required to report if they run over a cat?
I mean, I don't know the law surrounding it, but I would suggest not, since they're not a person.
That seems a bit extreme. I guess, I mean, accidents happen. Cats have a bit of a habit of, you know, running out into the middle of the road. People shouldn't make themselves liable for the decisions of a stupid animal.
Yeah, I think you should, because cat owners love their cats equally as much as dog owners love their dogs. So they should report that so that the owners can find out.
Absolutely, like, people are cat people and people are dog people, and people love their cats just as much as people love their dogs, and they're part of the family, so yeah.
Thank you very much.
So, the members of University of Nottingham seem to not have sort of mixed sympathies for whether or not cats should indeed be included under laws when it comes to whether or not you should report them if you hit them. And of course, to sort of quote some prominent members that were interviewed there, it's probably not a good thing. They probably don't enjoy it, etc., etc. So I'm opening this question up to the rest of the panel. Do you think that cats should be sort of classed under, like, alongside dogs as things that you should report when you're hitting them?
Yes, I do think so, because as one of the great members of the Nottingham public responded to your questionings earlier, Mark, they are part of the family, like dogs are. They're people are distraught when cats are run over, when their pets are run over, so there needs to be some sort of notification process about that. I'm not really sure the story behind why cats aren't seen the same as dogs. Is it because of the sort of domestication occurred
thousands
of years later?
Yeah,
Or what it is, or whether there are more wild cats, there are more cats that aren't owned by anybody. I live in the rural area, and there are quite a lot of cats, just wild cats, that live where I do in the middle of the countryside. So whether or not that's got anything to do with it, whilst dogs, there aren't a lot of wild dogs in this country anymore, so you know that they're all going to be owned by people, whilst there's a lot of cats are not. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it, but yes, I do support the change in the law.
I think legally, so it comes under a section of the Road Traffic Act 1988, and apparently there's kind of the motorists are obliged to tell the police when they collide with dogs, horses, sheep, pigs, cows and goats, and notify a vet or the SSPCA if they do indeed hit one, but not cats. And it's the same with kind of things like foxes and badgers, so kind of other kind of things associated and like things you might see on the side of a road hit by a car. I think it comes under like ownership and the idea that a cat is more likely to kind of be kind of stray or wild, whereas kind of if it's kind of sheep or like horses or dogs, it kind of definitely belongs to somebody. But yeah, that, I think that's the background behind why.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I think cats should be, you know, you should have to report them the same way as dogs because, okay, you do get some wild cats, but the vast majority of cats that you see out and about are probably belong to an owner. And I think that owner, when it's a pet that they love, if it does get run over, then they need to know about it because it's, you know, it's like a cat's, it's a pet that they presumably love and whatever. And so I think, you know, not letting them know, it just adds to their worry even more.
Yeah, I think, especially nowadays, like, if you look at how, like, domesticated cats are now, like, because I think you can get them microchipped. And I think, like, they come with, like, collars and everything. Like, they're practically, like, just smaller, like, dogs with different behaviour.
Like,
and also, like they're a different animal. Yeah. Like, ignoring that.
Yeah, so
I feel like I'm channeling my mum here. She once said, what's it called? Chicken and turkey. They're the same meat. They're just a different animal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I agree. I think that cats are part of the family. And also, you know, the amount of signs that you always see up with, like, cat missing, XYZ, and, like, if somebody has hit a cat, you know, they own somebody, you know, they wear collars and things. If you know that somebody owns the cat, then you should, I think you are obliged to tell them. So, yeah, I mean, it reminds me of that law. Isn't there, like, a law that means that if someone steals your cat, you can't get it back or something?
I don't know.
Is that a myth?
Maybe it's one of those like laws that's
one of those weird
laws, but it's actually a myth. I don't know.
Yeah.
One of those, sort of one of those old remnants. No, I mean, I'd probably have to look a bit further into that, but I'm not sure if that's indeed the case.
Hashtag cats' rights.
But then there's another thing also about like the ability of a motorist to be able to see whether or not they've hit a cat or not, because an average cat is
though.
Well, that again, that also raises a further response to that, which is, well, kind of if you compare the size of an average cat to say a chihuahua, there's not really that much difference there. So, because I think there's a common thing of things like, you know, dogs, horses, sheep, pigs, and cows and goats, you'd probably notice.
I think also with cats, they're like, I mean, I drive, and I'd say that if you hit a cat, you would not that I've hit cat. I'm not in the habit of like,
Rebecca
hitting.
Keeps doing it. Yeah.
No, I haven't hit any cats, but like I imagine you would feel the like even if you hit something quite small, like hitting the curb can be quite significant in the car and things like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like you would notice. It depends what speed you're going, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we were once in, this isn't cat related as such, but and I was in the car once with my parents years ago, and we were driving down like a country lane, and we hit a badger, and you felt it, and a badger's probably smaller than a cat, so
yeah
I definitely think that being awful, you would notice it if you hit a cat.
I think it definitely raises a question as to like, I know, pet equality, in the sense that like still like everyone talks about like, I know, but you see politicians and like all the TV shows and stuff, it's always about dogs, and it's always like, oh, you know, we're a nation of dog lovers and stuff. And then I feel like cats are still somewhat kind of seen as some kind of sidelined character that secretly hate everybody. I can say the Pulse has got its first hate comment. We've got, I'm proud of my chicken/turkey statement, Mark Fannin, so no mocking. That would be my mum listening. But yeah, a spokeswoman for Cats Matter, a charity that wants to see legal reporting for cats, said that it simply can't be right that in 2023 people can hit cats when driving and drive off, leaving them alone in pain fighting for their lives. Accidents will always happen, but we shouldn't accept that it's legally okay to then leave the scene. England are bringing in compulsory microchipping isn't yet a thing for cats, but it will soon will be.
Okay.
And they've been urging the Scottish Government to do the same. Because I think at that point, by the time it's microchipped and you can prove ownership, then it should be don't know, simple. But I think this is probably a new area of the pulse. I don't think we've covered like pet laws before.
At risk of descending into absurdity, are there any other pets that people own that you think also the similar law should be? Not like a hamster, but you know, like
running over, yeah,
yeah,
rats,
yeah, fish.
I think, well, Mark, you mentioned badgers and foxes. I know you do get the odd domesticated fox and badger, but they are mostly wild animals, and I would say no to them. I mean, well, particularly badgers, because it was until very recently that we were actually legally obliged to kill any badger you see because of the badger cull. So that only got revoked about a year ago, that you no longer had to kill a badger. I can't think of anything else that's, I mean, dogs and cats, chickens are another common pet, but again, rabbits. You've also got a lot of...
It's not really got a collar, though, I don't think.
Yeah, because some of the ones that I think are not necessarily pets, but also things like livestock, which are like, hence the kind of the inclusion of sheep and cows and pigs and such.
Yeah.
So you'd expect that, like, chickens would be the same, because they have, like, the same tagging and whatever.
Chicken rights, is to follow on from cats' rights, but not badgers.
But it's that classic thing of probably of like trying to like draw the line of like what is an acceptable death in the animal world. I can't think of any like pets that I'd like to see kind of become legally protected.
I have a tortoise.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Do you believe it has rights?
I respect my tortoise as having rights. I mean, we do genuinely, like, one of the, I mean, I have nearly, animals that I have
A listener
of,
agrees with you.
I love the comments, just tortoise, just on its own, that's amazing. I have actually nearly, this is a bit of a confession, I have nearly run my tortoise over.
Oh no.
I did lose my...
What, did it speed right in front of you?
Yeah, no.
They go really slow, don't they?
I was drawing into my driveway and we had lost my tortoise. I'd like to point out it wasn't my fault, but anyway... I then saw him, and he's fine now. It's okay. We haven't had any similar incidences, but yeah, I mean, I think like
I feel like if you were to like the only acceptable way one could like run over a tortoise is if like the vehicle in question was something like a steamroller.
Yeah,
you know, it's quite slow.
Yeah, you should see it really. Yeah, aww. I think I'm pro cats having like rights to protect them. I think this is a good thing.
It's fair.
Yeah.
We're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.